The Michael Berry Show.
Okay, let's discuss what happened in Memphis. I'm assuming you've probably seen the video. If you haven't, I'm going to give you the quick overview. Several weeks ago, a 27 or 29, I think he's 29-year-old black man, is driving home from the skateboard park. He would, on his days off, apparently go to the skateboard park and skateboard and take photographs. He took lots of photos of the sunset. That was his thing. Well known at the skateboard park. He had moved from Sacramento to Memphis. His mom lived there, and he's on his way home when officers claim he was driving recklessly. That claim has not been sustained at this point. I don't know if it's untrue, and this was, I don't know if this call was related to something other than supposed reckless driving. When he is pulled over, the officers act in a very odd way in that they jump out, guns drawn, and approach the car to get out. This thing goes 0 to 100 just like that. He doesn't exit the car and sprint. He doesn't appear to be in any way looking to flee from them. He looks like a guy who is somewhat surprised at what they're doing. He does not appear to be under the influence of any drug. He does not appear to be acting aggressively or frantically. They pull him out of the car, put him on the ground, and begin to try to cuff him. Or so they say. In the meantime, they seem to be taking turns. One spraying a mace on him, which accidentally gets on the officer and makes him real angry. There's tasing going on. This guy is being very rational, far more than I would be. And he turns, as his arm is being pulled back while this is going on, he turns back and says, "You guys are really going far here." And he says it like that. And they continue with this. Well, after a little while of the spray in the face, the tasers and all that, he jumps up and runs. He's 100 yards from his mom's home. My guess is, in the back of his mind, he thinks, if I can get to mama's house, I'm safe. They can do whatever they want to do, but they can't continue with this. The officers give chase, and they're not in as good a shape as he is, to say the least. So that when they get him pinned this next time, now they're really mad. And they proceed to beat on him and to try to catch their breath. And he, too, is trying to catch his breath while he's pinned down. He doesn't appear that I have seen to ever try to strike them. He doesn't appear to ever in any way seem to be a threat to them. In the slightest. At some point, he kind of scurries away a little more. They pin him down, and at this point, they've had it. They proceed to pummel him in a manner that is tough to watch. They get him cuffed, and one holds him while the others throw haymakers. They beat him for quite some time until they toss him against the side of a car and for quite some time don't call for medical help. When they do call for medical help, they say he's having trouble breathing. They don't mention that they beat him mercilessly. When the ambulance arrives, they don't administer life-saving treatment immediately. There is some further delay. Finally, they send him to the hospital where I think probably the brain swelling and internal organ injuries would have been too much, and I think he dies a day and a half later. All right. So this is a pretty nasty situation. If you were to compare it to, say, Rodney King, Rodney King had fled at a high rate of speed for a long period of time. This guy does not appear to have done that. Rodney King appeared to have endangered a lot of people. This guy does not appear at this point to have done that. There will be more details. It's still early. That's why I didn't discuss this before now. Rodney King was considerably larger than any of the officers who were arresting and then beating him. This is certainly not the case. This guy's skinny and not in any way physically imposing. He doesn't carry himself like a guy that's ever been in a fight. But the big and seemingly important detail is, while the victim in this case is black, so too are the five officers. There's no white guy. Well, that's unfortunate. It did not stop a number of commentators from adding to this that this was a clear case of white supremacy. This is white supremacy and white racism. This is what happens. Blacks are lesser, and blacks are to be beaten and treated this way, and this happens all day, every day. When they were challenged with the officers were all black. Not even one was white. They were all black. Yeah, that's how bad white supremacy is in this country, that even the blacks are in on it. But what no one is talking about is, who are these officers? How do they arrive at this place? What kind of training do they have? This is not typical. It is the case that many officers have to apprehend a bad guy who happens to be black, and they do have to fight him. They do have to restrain him. They do have to defend themselves against that person. That happens every day. And the officer is always the bad guy. But were these officers hired for the right reasons? Did they qualify for the reasons that you would generally qualify? Looks like now at least two of them didn't. What is their background? And why aren't there more riots for such a terrible thing? Does it not matter if black officers do this?